Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to be talking about why not you? Why can't you make a difference? Why can't you chase your dreams? Why can't you become someone different? In this video, we're going to talk about the importance of seeing yourself differently and going through the different challenges and learning something new so you can become the one that help others not only pursue them their goals, but to pursue everything that they have going on in their mind. But first, you have to start with yourself. So why not you? Why can't you make a difference? Why can't you make an impact? Why not you? So my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to an episode of Failure's Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure's Knowledge Podcast, we learn from failures and turn into knowledge and gain knowledge and wisdom over time. So let me go ahead and finish going live on the rest of the platforms, and we're going to dive straight into it. One thing that's really important is that you have to give yourself permission to understand that you can do something that you don't even know how to do it. So I'm right on the board. Hold on. I'm right on the board. I'm for why not you? Question mark. Why not you? Why not you? And let me show it to the camera. Why not you? Excuse me. So today, I went to a place called 1 Million Cups, and at 1 Million Cups, they let new entrepreneurs pitch their business and what they're doing and how they started and things of that nature. So when I pitched, I went up there learning more about the process of delivering my business or delivering myself or really showing up with a service to provide. And so today when I went to 1 Million Cups, I went there to support others. So I went there just to see how others are presenting, what their business is. And when I went there today, it made me really appreciate the effort that you had to put into the grind, that you had to put into yourself, that you had to put into the journey, because it's really overwhelming. It's really stressful. And it can get to a point where everything seems so overwhelming because everything is coming together. And so as I'm watching the business owners pitch their business, I'm watching them. I just saw myself when I pitched my first time. And this was so incredible because it taught me something. It taught me that even though you are no longer in the beginning phase or you are at a phase that you are no longer at, you have to continue to find a way to evolve. If you don't evolve, how can your dreams get bigger? If you don't evolve, how can you see yourself differently? If you don't evolve, how can you start asking yourself, why not me? And so when as I was presenting, I'm seeing them, I'm hearing the message, I'm hearing the business, and it just showed me that the more you start to learn something new, the more uncomfortable you have to get with everything that you're doing. And you can tell that they was nervous, that they was excited, that this is something good that they wanted to do, because I felt that same exact way. I was excited. I was stoked. I couldn't wait to deliver my business. And even though I was excited to deliver my pitch or my presentation, It was more so of understanding what's about to go on. You can't fully prepare for everything, but you have to give yourself permission to get prepared for it. And so in order to do that, you have to be willing to ask the question, why not me? Why not you? Why can't I do this? And the next person can. You see, the next person can because the next person gave themselves permission to do it. I saw this one video, this one quote that said, the only difference between successful and non-successful is the way they execute their goals. It's the way that they execute their life. It's the way they execute and take action on the things that they are thinking about. And I just sat there and thought about it. I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, how can someone be successful based off the action that they're willing to take? Based off the effort that they're willing to put in? Why not you use it? Is that you have to be willing to understand that you can become something different if you are able to see different. But first, you have to recognize yourself as you are. That's the first one I want to hit on, is that you have to recognize yourself as you are. Recognize. R-E-C. Hello, hello. How you spell recognize? R-E-C. I gotta pull it up. Hold on, hold on. How you spell recognize? Hold on. I gotta pull recognize up. So I can spell it right. Recognition. Recognize. There we go. I just found it. Okay. Recognize. R-E-C-O-G-N-I-Z-E. Recognize where you are at. Where you are at. Recognize where you are at. There we go. I'm going to show the camera. All right. Recognize where you are at. And that's so important, because when you start recognizing where you are at, life starts to appear differently. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps back in 2020, and this was before COVID-19 actually hit. The COVID-19 actually came, but the world didn't actually shut down to 2021. And during this time, as I'm going to work, I'm traveling to work, I'm in my car and I stopped listening to music. Excuse me. I stopped doing the things that I was doing in the past so I can start learning something new. And at that moment, I recognized that it's not the information that you know that will help you. It's the information that you don't know that will position you even better, because you don't know what you don't know. And I didn't know what I didn't know because I was trying to figure out what I needed to know. When I was recognizing where I was at, I recognized that me being in the Marine Corps wasn't going to be a lifetime decision that I was going to make. Like, I was going to be there for the first contract, for my contract, and then figure out what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. The Marine Corps, the military, was a stepping stone so I could understand the path that I would like to go. And what it taught me is that as I'm in the car traveling from I was off base. I was off base. And when I'm traveling to work, I'm traveling probably 30 to 40 minutes, give or take. And as I'm in the car traveling to work, I'm trying to learn something different. I'm trying to see something different. I'm trying to understand that I can become different. But it's the becoming that's so challenging, because how do you know that you could become something different? Why not choose that you have to be willing to be open to the information that you are going to receive? So during that time, I was listening to real estate podcasts, real estate people doing like flipping houses, wholesaling and things of that nature. And I'm like, if they can do it, why can't I do it? But what are they doing? What are they doing exactly? And so during this time, I was living paycheck to paycheck. Every first and the 15 came, and I couldn't wait for the first and 15 came, because the first came, the bills was paid. By the third or fourth, the money was gone. And so now I have to wait to the 15th for the money to come back. And when the money come back, I still spent it within a couple of days. The most dangerous information there is the information that you do not know. I didn't know anything about money or finances or anything of that nature. And the topic of today is, why not you? Why can't you be different? Why can't you grow? Why can't you become something different? Well, you have to start with where you are at and recognize what you don't know. And you can only do that by watching videos, by watching podcasts, by getting educated and learning something new. The most scariest thing there is to pick up a book and start reading it. Because there's so many different words in the on the pages. There's so many different pages in the book. There's so much that goes inside of this book. Looking at the book is so overwhelming. It took me a while to pick up the book and actually start reading it. When I start reading the book, it taught me something different. The first book I ever read was Rich Dad Poor Dad, but I read it back in 2020. And when I read this book, it gave me a new perspective because it was something that I didn't know. I was raised in Little Rock, Arkansas by a mom who raised three boys by herself, who was a single mom who raised three boys by herself. And as I'm around my mom, we're not talking about having two dads in our life, having a dad in life. And we know our dad, but at the same time, it's like, how do you know that there's two different perspectives to have? One that you grow up with and one that you can develop. And I'm like, how can you develop a perspective? How can you learn something different? The Rich Dad, Poor Dad book was so incredible because it gave me experience from someone else's life. And during this time, as I'm reading the book, I'm seeing the difference. And he referred to his dad, who had a lot of money, as Rich Dad, and his dad, who was his actual father, as his poor father. Reason being is because both of them had two different perspectives on life. Not just about money, but on life. One knew something that the other one didn't. And at the same time, the information that they didn't know was completely different from what they knew. You can tell the difference. You can see the difference. I saw the difference within the book. And so why not you? Is that you have to develop a new understanding of information that's not there. And the reason why it's so scary to pick up a book, because there's a lot of words in there. It's a lot of information in there that doesn't seem like it's easy to understand. Like, for instance, I'm just going to grab a random book right behind me. And I think I read it, but I'm not sure if I read it. So I'm going to grab one and I'm just going to read the title. I'm not going to read the pages, but I'm going to read the title because I want to show the importance of the book. Hello. I'm going to grab this one. I had to look at it. I had to look at the books. I got this one book. Okay, I have yet to read this one. First off, look at the amount of pages that is. Jesus Christ. The Wealth of the Nations. That's the name of the title. And I haven't even read the back of it. And what's so scary about it is how big it is. It's how big the book is. The book is so scary. I have yet to pick it up and read it. Why? Because there's information in here that I do not know. And the most dangerous information that you can have is the information that you don't know. Even though the title is called The Wealth of Nations, I have the book in my collection. I have this book. But if you was to ask me, what is this book about? I couldn't even tell you. Because it's a book that's so... I'm about to look at the pages. This book... Oh, that's crazy. This book got... Hold on. This book has over 1,231 words. What? That's crazy. And even at the same time, this information that's in this book can help me. It could help me. On the contrary, I have yet to pick it up and read it. Now, the 1,231 pages? Did I say 31 or 81? 31. 2,231 pages. Now, there could be a lot of information in this book. And even if it is, I couldn't tell you because I haven't read it. Why not to is that you have to find a book. You have to find a video. You have to find a new way of learning. Because when you start to recognize where you are at is comfortable. Where you are at, you are living. And when I understood that I wanted more out of life, I had to figure out what more even looked like. First, in the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, they talked about how the rich dad taught the son about money, taught the son about dreams, taught the son on how to pursue something difficult. Whereas his poor father or his actual father taught him how to survive, how to get a job, how to not provide and not be prepared for your future. Now, there's nothing wrong with the 9-to-5. There's nothing wrong with having money. What the issue comes from is the information that you do not understand. It's the information that you do not have. It's the information that you are struggling to find. How do you find the correct information that will help you get a better understanding of what you like to learn? You know, I didn't know back in 2020. I didn't know what I wanted to learn. I didn't understand what I wanted to become. And over time, time taught me that the more you learn something that you do not know, the more educated you become. The more aware you become, the more understanding you become. Excuse me. All because of a book. All because of education. All because of your learning things that you did not know you needed. You're learning information that's going to position you in a different way. Why not you? Is that you have to start recognizing where you are at and where you would like to go. I knew living paycheck to paycheck was I didn't want that lifestyle for the rest of my life. So how can I not live paycheck to paycheck to try to figure things out, to figure out what I wanted to do, to figure out why I'm doing this thing, to figure out the skills I need to have. So that way, not only as I'm developing the skills, I'm positioning myself differently that will help me learn new information. When you are recognizing where you are at, I started to understand I had a long way to go. A lot longer than I have today, because I still have a long way to go. But when you're changing yourself, when you're changing your mindset, when you're changing what you are learning, consuming, and hearing, you have to understand that the information that you're going to hear the first time is going to be confusing, because the information that you're hearing for the first time, it's not a part of your language. It's not a part of your vocabulary. There's a word, another word for vocabulary is called vernacular. If your vernacular, aka vocabulary, doesn't improve the words that's inside of the books, the words that's inside of the videos, the words that's inside of the podcast, it's going to be so hard to understand because it is the things that you do not know. The most dangerous information there is the information that you do not know, because how can you position yourself differently if you haven't learned how to? You see, it's difficult to understand that as you are going through life, you are learning experiences that will position you differently. You are learning experiences that will help you understand that you can do it, that you can push through, that you can exceed. It's the exceeding part that makes it so difficult, because that's when you start questioning yourself of why do I have to go through this situation? Why do I have to go through this moment? Why do I have to go through this change? You see, to change in life, you have to be willing to learn new information that you are not aware of. Well, Terrell, how do you get aware of information if you don't even know it even exists? Like, that don't even make sense. I've always been a curious kid. I always wanted to ask questions. I always had questions to ask. And when I got around people that was doing something different, I learned how to ask questions. I learned how to listen to them. I learned how to understand them. Because one thing that people will give you or what people will help you understand is that if you ask a question, you're not responsible on the type of response that you get, because you ask the question and you can't be upset if it's a answer that you're not looking for. The reason why that's so important is because until I start picking up books, until I stop listening to music and trading music with podcasts and interviews and different aspects of learning, I understood that as I'm learning, I'm becoming someone different. When you recognize where you are at, you have to look at yourself and see where you are at today. Because today is what matters. Today, if you look at your past experience, your past living, your past environment, how did this shape you to be where you are at today? And when you understand where you are at today, is a reason behind everything. There's an understanding behind everything. Many times in life, we just don't recognize the lessons that we have endured or went through to understand that we are here today because of what we have done in the past, or what we have learned in the past, or what we have been around in the past. You see, let me tell you, your past is going to always be with you. It's just understanding that you can work with your past to get to the next step. When you recognize where you are at, you are recognizing that you're at a place that you no longer like. As I was living paycheck to paycheck, I didn't like that because I was tired of living with no money. Every first and 15th, I knew the money was guaranteed. I knew it was coming back. And I'm counting down the days where the payment is going to hit my account. The reason behind why I was waiting for that is because I was living paycheck to paycheck. During that time, it was so difficult for me to really understand like the importance of finances, of money, and why you're supposed to save. Because even in boot camp, when I was in Marine Corps training, they went over the savings account. They went over it. There's a retirement account called the TSP account in the military. They went over the importance of finances. They went over that. They spoke about it. They discovered it. The information was right in front of me. But since I didn't understand it, it was information that I did not know. It was information that I did not recognize. It was information that was so confusing. It's kind of like you want to learn a new language and you have to start with the alphabet. You have to start with the basics. You have to start with the beginning phase of learning something new. I mean, I was in Spanish class, and as I'm in Spanish class, I'm learning different words. I'm learning a different translation. And the reason why that's so important is because when you start to recognize where you are at, there's a language that you don't fully understand because it's a language that you do not know. How can you know a language? How can you learn a language? How can you identify that this language is going to be something that will help you in the future? Well, you have to be okay with hearing it for the first time. You have to be okay with hearing it for the second time. You have to be okay with constantly hearing it and learning to the point where you finally understand what the teacher, what the professor, what anyone was speaking about when they spoke about this topic. In boot camp, we had different classes to attend. And in boot camp, I don't remember majority of the information that we learned because it was in boot camp. We was in a high stress environment. We was in a place away from home. We was learning something new. And so I asked you, why not you? Why can't you learn something new? Why can't you learn something different? Why can't you become someone different? It's not the fact that it's easy. It's more difficult to find the knowledge that you need because the knowledge that you have is based off your previous experience. And the reason why that's so important, because I had to recognize that if I wanted to change back in 2020 before COVID-19 even happened, I needed to learn what I wanted to do. I needed to learn why I'm doing a particular thing. I literally remember that one year I read 3 books. One was Rich Dad Poor Dad. The other one was Investor Guide or Guide to Invest by Robert Kiyosaki. And the other one was Cash Flow Quadrant, all by the same author, which is Robert Kiyosaki. And I'm sharing that because when I learned, when I read the first book, I got curious about what else he had to say, what else was presented, what else could I learn. And as I'm reading the books, I'm reading, I'm highlighting, I'm circling things, I'm looking things up, looking up the vocabulary. And as I'm looking up the vocabulary, I'm understanding that you have to recognize where you are at to understand that you don't know everything. You're not going to know everything. I didn't know everything because I didn't know what to look for. I didn't know what to understand, why this book was even important. Like, I don't see the importance behind it. The importance comes from you understanding the journey that you can be upon. And as you are upon a journey, the journey that will grow, will establish you more over life, will develop you more over time, will inspire you more than you can ever imagine. Because when I read that book, I believe I was watching a podcast and they said, yeah, man, the first book I read was Rich Dad Poor Dad. So I went out and bought Rich Dad and Poor Dad. I went out and spent money to get a book. And the most dangerous information is the information that we do not know. The Wealth of the Nation seemed like a good book, but I can't tell you what it's about because I haven't read it. And the most dangerous information is the information that you do not know. It could be valuable information in here. And what happens is that just because it's valuable information doesn't mean I'm going to read it anytime. What it does say is that you have to recognize where you are at. A lot of people don't even read. It was difficult for me to read because I didn't grow up reading. My mom taught us how to, my mom, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, she taught us how to provide, how to survive, and how to live on our own. That wasn't the issue. The issue came from me not enjoying to read for my free time. I assumed that reading was like a punishment. I assumed that reading was like a punishment. And the reason why I assumed it, because my mama, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, was very strict. Was very strict, mind you, because she had three boys. And the three boys were growing, so she had to be firm. There's a difference between being strict and being firm, because many times you have to be strict. And the difference between the two is that strictness is what is it? It's declining your child of doing anything. Like, you can't go outside and have fun. You have to stay in the house. Like, it's restricting your child or anyone from doing anything when you are strict. Whereas firm, we had permission to go outside. We had permission to ride our bikes. We had permission to go across the street to the neighbor house. But when that street light come on, you better be back in the house. You see, you got to be firm with three boys. My mom, who was a single mother raising three boys, she was firm raising three boys, because over time, I started to understand the importance behind firmness. Why not you? Is that you have to understand the less what you are at today is based off where you have been, what you have done, and what you have been through. When you recognize where you are at today is because of your past. If you want to prepare for your future, today is going to be different than your past. You have to pay attention to today, and today will position you differently based off the amount of effort that you're putting into your future. The next point I want to hit on is that you have to plan your future. First point is that you have to recognize where you are. Next point, plan your future. Plan your future. Hold on, I gotta write that one again. Plan your future. Plan your future. Hold on, let me. Oh, snap. God dog. There we go. We back. Let me know in the comments so far. What do you get from this? Like your biggest takeaway or why not you? Let me know in the comments. I'm going to show the camera right quick. Plan your future. I'm going to show in the camera. If you're listening to this on the podcast, let me know in the comments what you are thinking of this great phenomenal episode of Why Not You. Life shows you that even though you are here because of the past, you can be somewhere that you ain't never experienced because you're planning your future. To plan your future is that you have to be willing to let go of today, to let go of the past. The past is going to always be with you. You cannot destroy your past. You cannot erase your mind. Kind of like in the Men in Black, the movie, when they saw the Men in Black and they completed the mission before the Men in Black even left, they put their shades on. They had a device where they say, look here. When you look here, they press the button and then all your memory has been erased. Life doesn't work like that. You can't put it on. You can't look into a light, look into a pen. They press a button and you forget everything that you have been through. There's going to come a moment in time in life where you have to face your past so you can get to your future. Until you face what you have been through, today is going to be difficult. Today is going to be challenging. Today is going to make you want to quit because today is so difficult because of your past. Why not you? Why can't you do it? Why can't you learn? Why can't you develop? Because as you are developing and learning for yourself, you are able to learn things that you would have never thought you would have learned. I grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock, Arkansas is a small town. I didn't think it was that small until I left and went to California and went to different states. What was different about it was that Little Rock, Arkansas was so small that our dreams were small, that our opportunities were limited, that our choices was very limited. Either you can play football, you can play sports, you can rap, or you can do things in a sport way. If you wasn't sport, and if you wasn't playing sports, there's no way that you can get out of Little Rock, Arkansas. There's no way that you can lead the state because my hometown is Little Rock, Arkansas. And since I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, I want to stay here. I want to be here. I want to grow up here because I've already grown up there. And I didn't know it was life outside of my hometown. Life outside of your hometown comes with you planning your future. I remember like it was yesterday. I was working at Walmart. And as I'm working at Walmart, I'm able to move around in different positions. At first, I was a cashier. Then I went to car pusher. Then I went to electronics associate. Then I went to produce associate. I worked in Cap 2 from time to time. Cap 2 is the position that's in the back with the trucks. I was trying to do everything. I was trying to escape what I just learned, not knowing I'm really learning the same thing, just in a different way. How can I learn something different that's completely different than the thing that I just learned? Every position was similar. Cart pushing. I had to push carts, and occasionally I had to speak to customers. Cashier, I definitely had to speak to customers, and I had to scan a whole bunch of items. Electronic associate, I had to speak to a lot of customers, scan items, and stock the shelf. Produce associate, I had to speak to customers, stock the shelf, and organize the back room. And I'm sharing all these details because everything that you do, they correlate with one another. And it wasn't until I came out to the floor one day, it was 4 o'clock in the morning. And when I stepped on the floor to stock the shelves, I just looked around. Not that Walmart is a bad company or a bad organization, but I looked around and said, I don't see my life. I don't see me working here for the next 20 years. In fact, I barely see myself working here for the next year. But when I stepped on the floor to stock the shelves, I started to plan my future. I started to learn something different because now what I'm used to is going to have to change. But how can I change it? I'm not a big-time athlete. I'm not a big-time college student. I'm not a big-time anything. I'm just a kid from Little Rock, Arkansas. And a kid from Little Rock, Arkansas is seeking opportunity. But the only opportunity that I had was very limited. Because it was either going to college or going to the military. When I graduated in high school back in 2017, I went to college. Like, I automatically went to college as soon as I graduated high school. I went to college. I wanted to major in physical therapy. I went to college for a whole year. Then when a year passed, I said, okay, I need to take a break because I don't feel like this subject is just for me. I don't feel like this is something I want to do. So I stopped going to college. So then as I'm working at McDonald's and I step onto the floor and I have the products in my hand, I have the salad and the salad bar that I was about to stack on the floor. I had it in my hand, and then all of a sudden it just made me think that I want to do something different. I want to do something new. I want to try to experience something. So I know I'm not going pro. I was 5'7", 175 pounds. I knew I wasn't going pro because I didn't want to play college based off my size. Excuse me. Them guys in college, they a different animal. They a different beast. Excuse me. And so I didn't want to. Excuse me. So after tearing my ACL, I didn't necessarily want to go through the process of proving myself again, going to a different school, going to college. And as I'm in college and learning more about what I wanted to do, I didn't necessarily want to play football. Me having surgery on my ACL was enough because I had to relearn how to walk. You see, when you plan your future, you have to be willing to unlearn the information that you already have to learn something new. Because as you are learning something new, you are planning for your future. Your future can only get planned when you decide to do something differently. And when I stepped onto the floor, my coworker, she had just recently spoke to a recruiter. In fact, it was a Marine Corps recruiter. And when she introduced me to him, I was able to speak to him and share what I wanted to do. And during that time, we had a sit down and he said, what do you want to do? He laid out seven different things. I picked one that said travel. I want to leave my hometown. I want to experience something new. I want to go through the process of discovering the information that I do not know. And then he proceeded to say, okay, we got you. So when do you want to leave? I said, leave? I said, what you mean, leave? He said, leave. Like, you have to leave to go to boot camp and get trained on how to be a Marine. I said, how long is that? He said, it's 3 months, 90 days. I said, for real? I said, why so long? He said, because you have to unlearn the behavior that you had to learn how to be a Marine. You can't be a Marine just because you want to raise your hand. You have to go through the process of boot camp to train to be a Marine, to learn how to be a Marine, and to understand what a Marine is. And so I'm like, okay, I guess I'm about to do it. So then he say, okay, if you want to be a Marine, you have to be willing to pass the ASVAB test. The ASVAB test is the test that every military personnel take if they want to get into the military, regardless of the branch, regardless of the if you Army, regardless if you Navy, regardless if you Marines, regardless if you Air Force, regardless if you Army, did I say Army? National Guard, regardless of any branch, you have to take an ASVAB so you can get scored to determine what your job is going to be. And so I'm like, okay, what do I need to do to be prepared for this? And he said, you just need to get above a 31. I said, okay, you need to, so I need to score a 31 on my ASVAB test? He said, yeah. I said, okay, no problem. So over the weeks, over the months, we got the, he gave me homework to do for the ASVAB, to study it, to learn it, to recognize it. Because as I'm learning something that I do not know, I have to put time in studying it to fully understand it. Now, I'm not saying that I pass at a high score, at a high rating, at a high anything. In fact, I barely, and by barely, I said barely, got in, because you had to have a 31 to get into the Marine Corps. I had a 32 and I got in the Marine Corps. Why am I sharing this? Because if you want to plan for your future, you have to be willing to do things that you don't fully understand. Why not you? Why can't you become different? Why can't you become new? Why can't you evolve into your dreams? And when I started to study the ASVAB, unfortunately, I didn't pass the first time. And since I didn't pass the first time, I had to come back and retake the test for a second time. Why not you? I had to understand that just because I want to do something different doesn't mean it's going to be easy. The things, the most dangerous information that there is the information that you do not know, because the information that you do not know can put you in a better situation once you do learn the information. How do you learn information if the information is stored in a book? How do you learn the information if the information is so filled with knowledge in different pages? How do you learn the information if the information ain't never been taught to you? You start with one page at a time. When I started Rich Dad Poor Dad, I started with one page at a time. When I took the ASVAB, I took one question at a time. When I got to boot camp, I took it one day at a time. When you are changing, you have to take the days as they come and be willing to adapt to them, because it doesn't stop happening for you. It happens with you. And since it's happening to you, you have to understand that you can do it. And when you recognize how you can do it, doing it will become more fulfilling, because you start asking, how can I get better? How can I get better? When you get better, you're becoming better. When you become better, you do better. When you do better, you learn better. Because as you're learning better, you are planning your future. Your future. There we go. Your future is in your control. Because you have to start with today to know that you can work with your past. Your past doesn't stop showing up. Your emotions doesn't stop getting triggered. And you don't stop developing until you stop your growth. And even if you try to stop your growth, it's not going to be effective, because your growth is happening inside of you. How can you grow on the outside of you to know that you are pursuing a goal? That you know that you're pursuing an opportunity, to know that you are pursuing something different. You see, why not you? You have to give yourself permission to learn the information that you do not know. There we go. To learn the information that you do not know, you have to be willing to go to people that knows the information that you would like to learn from. I remember when we was younger, me and my two brothers, who was raised by a single mother, by herself. Excuse me. We was raised, and as she was in college, as she's in class, we was in the back of the class on our iPads. Our iPads or our game that we was playing, Game Boy. We even had a Game Boy. I remember Game Boy. We had a Game Boy. We was playing it as my mama was studying. We was playing it as my mama was in class. We was playing it as my mama was asking questions. To play the game, you have to know what game you are playing. College is no joke. Life is no joke. You are no joke. And when you start taking yourself seriously, when you start taking yourself serious, you have to be willing to really focus on you. Because when you focus on you, you are preparing for your future. Your future is always in you. And when you start to understand what you are working towards, you start to accomplish small wins. And that's the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to collect small wins. Collect small wins. E-C-T. Small wins. Collect small wins. There we go. And I'm gonna show it in the video right now. Why not you? Why can't you collect small wins? Why can't you become someone different? Why can't you evolve beyond your limits? Because our limitations stop us from exceeding our goal. Because it's something that we have to consider. It's something that we have to think about. It's something that we have to work towards. And it's something, it's the skill that you have to develop. It's the unknown that you are familiar with. It's life that's knocking you down. It's the choices that you made in the past. It's everything that you have encountered that made you who you are today. You are going to have to change for your future self. I remember when I was playing football back in 2015 to 2017. I was able to play on the field. My last 2 years in high school, my junior year in high school, I was able to play football. My 9th and 10th grade year, I was able to play football, but at a lower level. Because if you're not good, if you're not seeing the field, you shouldn't even touch the field. You shouldn't even be on the field if you're not good. And so my 9th and 10th grade, I wasn't good at all. I had some abilities, some playing capabilities, but it was more so that I was just running around with no specific technique. The technique that you have to develop is the technique that you don't fully understand. Well, how do you develop a technique that you don't fully understand? I started to listen to my coaches. My coaches gave me the blueprint. My coaches gave me the answers. My coaches gave me what I was struggling with because it taught me how to collect small wins. When I started to collect small wins, I started to look at myself differently. Because a small win start building on top of one another. As it start building on top of one another, I started to build my confidence. Your confidence only gets built when you're able to collect small wins. The wins matters. The effort matters. And the understanding matters even more. Because it's the information that you do not know that will stop you from getting to your future plan that will help you become somewhat different. Becoming is challenging because you have to change your old habits. To create a new habit takes a lot more effort because as you are creating a new habit, you have to understand that you are collecting your small wins. Everything that you can do, everything that you do, everything that you are involved in, you're able to really see what needs to be focused on. Until you focus in the area that you are stretched within will be so limited because there's no opportunity for your win. When you start collecting small wins, Every day is a challenge. Every day is you're pushing yourself. Every day you're understanding that there's a process that I will have to go through. And as I'm going through this process, I'm learning how to become someone better. You see, when you become someone better, you see life differently. Why not you? It's the question of today, because there's something inside of you that you want to get out and share with the world. It's something inside of you that you would like for it to be bigger than you. It's something inside of you that's saying, I know I can do this route, but this route is so challenging, I have no idea where to start. Starting is the most difficult thing there is, because you have no blueprint, you have no plan, and you have no guidance. Why not you is that you have to be willing to accept the fact that you are going to be the new kid on the block. You're going to be the new kid in the area. You're just going to be the kid in a new environment, and this new environment is going to see who you are. I'm just a kid from Little Rock, Arkansas, chasing my dream to become the best version of myself. My biggest challenge is becoming the best version of myself every single day. And I know if I get up every single day, I will become the best version of myself. My second dream is to help others. It's to help 1,000 people become the best version of themselves by starting a podcast. I helped myself because I had a different path. I want to help others create a new path from their previous experience to know that it's something that can change. It's something that can evolve. It's something that can improve. Because when you start to improve, you start to collect small wins. DJ Khaled say, all we do is win. And all you do is win. And when you start winning, 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 lose, winning, 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 lose, winning, 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 lose, you start to build confidence in your ability to achieve a goal. Why not you? Why can't you be great? Why can't you be pursuing your dreams? Why can't you do something different? Because when you start to improve yourself, you have to recognize where you are at and what needs to be changed. Focus on the thing that needs to be changed. And as you are changing that thing, you are learning more about the information that you did not know. Because the information that you did not know is based off books, experience, podcasts, and conversation, etc. And when you start to understand how this is helping you plan for your future, you have to understand that it takes time. Not only will it take time, it takes effort, it takes dedication, it takes commitment. When I was in boot camp, before we went to bed, we got on the side of our racks and we hit the bed. We banged the bed. We hit the bed. We banged the bed. And every time we hit the bed, we say honor. Every time we hit the bed, we say courage. Every time we hit the bed, we say commitment. Because you have to have honor, courage, commitment to pursue something different. Because when you are pursuing something different, it's going to be challenging. And even though it's challenging, doesn't mean that it's impossible. In fact, you have to recognize that you can collect small wins based off of the effort that you're putting in to your journey, into your future, and to yourself. Because change comes from learning something new. Development comes from new education. And discovery comes from new opportunity based off the chances that you have taken to get to where you are at today. Where you are at today is based off the experience that you have dealt with. And as you are experiencing your past, you have to learn how to work with your past rather than against it, because when you work against your past, you are struggling to collect wins. Whereas if you work with your past, you are learning how to collect small wins at an internal way where it's going to help you not only become better, but help you strengthen your knowledge, help you strengthen your skills, help you strengthen you overall. And see, if you got value from this, make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on why you cannot pursue your goals. Let me know in the comments on why not you. What's holding you back? What's that one thing holding you back from chasing a goal and desire that you have always been thinking about? What's that one thing? Let me know in the comments. I would love to read it. I would love to engage with it. I appreciate y'all. And make sure you watch additional videos by clicking this video right here. See you next time.